Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
First of all, I'm very excited to be here today. Hallelujah. I'm very happy for this opportunity that God has given me and given you also to have this wonderful moment of gathering here. Praise be to God. Hallelujah. Once Albert Fuller said, tough times never last, but tough people do. I always like tough times because it gives us a new exposure and a new opportunity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I also had a wonderful travel experience that God has helped me to get a new experience and a new exposure, but it also has helped you to be close to God because you have been praying for me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So both the good and the bad works together for good to those who love God. I thank God for this opportunity, for the leaders who prepared this event, but also even those who proposed my name to be among of the participants here. Let's we clap hands for them and give thanks to God. When I received the email from Jessica, I wondered, who am I to be invited to participate in this wonderful event? But I said, Lord, you have called me, and I am here. I will attend for your glory. Praise the Lord. I'm here to present greetings from Tanzania, Provisional Annual Conference, from the wonderful people of God, who loves God with extravagant love and who are committed to serve God. They have said, wherever I go, to whom I will meet, let me present their greetings to everyone. So receive greetings from Tanzania and from my family. But also, I met with different people when I was sharing about this trip and this event. They also said, once I reach here, I have to present their greetings to you, but also they continue to pray for us. Praise be to God, Jesus Christ. Dear folks, sometimes my accent can be a challenge to you. In Tanzania, we are speaking Swahili language. So no one who bothering to study or to speak English. So you find someone speaks English very rare, especially those who have gone to school. So my accent sometimes can challenge, be trouble to you, but wow, you can ignore, you can forgive me. but I will try as much as I can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, so sometimes can be challenged with my accent because I try to connect you from my vernacular language, then to my Swahili, then find a word to English. So I know this can't cause a problem to you. Folks, from the message that we have led, is a message about young men who was found from the Israelite society. And this was the order that the king himself has added the court official to find young men who will stand and work in the palace for the king. There were many young men who were recruited from different parts. But within this story, we find a few Israelites, young men, who are four. And they were lucky to be chosen
to be among of the young men who were trusted to go to be trained the Babylonian education and the culture of Babylonian and the language of Babylonian, which was the Aramaic language, that they can stand before the king and serve in the palace of the king. And among of these young men, I'm interested to share with you this message about Daniel, Meshach, and the others, that who were chosen to go to serve, to be prepared, that they can be able to serve in the palace of the Babylonian. Hallelujah. 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 And these young men, once they got that opportunity, before they get that opportunity, there were standards that were set, qualifications that a young man should possess, should have. Among of them was a physical standard, that they have to be young men who are very energetic, who are physically very appearance. In the other way, they have to be handsome boys. Hallelujah. They have to be handsome boys. But another thing, we are to be well cognitively. They have to be intelligent. People who are smart in thinking and solving issues. But also, they would have health, good health. That they have to be able to work in the palace. And the Bible said, they find these people. But the king has set a budget for these young men. They have to eat well. They have to drink the wine that the king drinks. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And then these young men were chosen from the Israelites. And then they settled there. And they received the instructions the way they are supposed to live. Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego had no problem with learning the language, the Aramaic language. That is the Babylonian language. They had no problem with the literature, studying the literature, the culture of the Babylonians. They had no doubt. They had no doubt studying other issues relating to the culture and the other stuffs of Babylonians. But they had a problem with the food. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Daniel, I like this story so much. Daniel decided in his heart that I will never defile myself from the food that the king eats and from the drinks that the king drinks. Will never, ever defile myself. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like this kind of stand. He said, okay, we will be able to study your culture. We will be able to study your language. We will be able to study your education, to know everything you want we to do. But for the issue of food, we will never defile for that. And then Daniel went ahead and went to the court official and told him that, hello, sir. Well, we are lucky to have this opportunity to be among of the few young men who trusted, recruited, to go to have the training, to be able to undergo the training for the work that is ahead of us. For these 3 years, we'll be qualified. We don't have any challenge for that. But what we need from you, we need to get a favor from you. We will not eat the food or the royal food that has been prepared for us. Please give us millet, sorghum, and water to drink. That is enough for us. And the court official said, you want to put me in danger? You want to take away my head? Because the king has set a budget for you. There are food that are prepared for you. There is wine, which no other official who is allowed to take that wine except the king. And the king has set that wine for you. And if I want to give you these stuffs, then I will be in danger.
Then Daniel said, test us for 10 days. And thereafter, you will see the results. From then, you will do whatever you want to do for us. And this gives us a title of our message, that be leery. Tell your neighbor, be leery. In the other way, I can say, be authentic Christian. Be authentic person you are. Be leery. Daniel decided in his heart, I will never define myself. I want to be leery Jew, leery Hebrew, leery Israelite. I will never allow any situation to define my life. I will remain the way I am. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, be leery. Do not allow any situation defile you. Do not allow any situation defile your faith. And this comes, shows us when you read the book of Genesis 39, we see the story of Joseph. When his brother saw him a dreamer, but those entrepreneurs saw him as a resource to get money. And when he was sold to the Potiphar's house, Potiphar saw him as an asset. Because since Joseph began to live there, everything in his house prospered. He prospered, and he knew this young man is an asset in my house. But Potiphar's wife saw him as a lover, because Joseph was a handsome boy. He was a handsome boy. When you read the story, Potiphar's wife, he seduced him. She wanted Joseph to sleep with him, with her. But Joseph remained leery. He said, no, there is no way I can corrupt myself. Look, my master has put everything under my supervision, but he has denied me from you because you are his wife. He remained leery. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, remain leery. Don't allow any situation to corrupt you. And he said, I can never do a wrong mistake or anything. And then the Bible says, Potiphar's wife continued to insist her, please, sleep with me. And the Bible says, when everyone has gone for his duty, they remained only two, Potiphar's wife and Joseph. And he went to Joseph and said, please, sleep with me. And Joseph said, no, I can't do that. And Potiphar's wife took the gown of Joseph, and Joseph left everything, went away, because he didn't want to defile himself. He wanted to protect his faith in the integrity to the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And due to this, helped Joseph to give us the message and to show us how we are supposed to live as a Christian. And we who are here, we are beyond of being Christians. We are called to serve God. We are the servant and the vessels of God. We need to be leery in our ministries. Hallelujah. We need to be leery in our ministries. There is a time when we are in ministry, there are many things that can corrupt us. There are many things that can take away from our purpose, from the calling that we are called to do. We need to remain real, to be real servant of God. Tell your neighbor, be real. Tell your neighbor, be real. Don't allow anything to defile you. Don't allow anything to take you away from your calling. Don't allow anything to pull you out from the purpose. Be leery. There is a question that Reverend Mike yesterday asked through his devotion. Where will we be in 5 years to come? And turned it, where will I be in 5 years to come. There are many things that can happen in between, but we need to remain authentic. We need to remain with our standing. We need to focus on our calling. We need to remain in the purpose. We are called to transform the world. We are called to bring hope to the hopeless people. We can't bring hope to the hopeless people if we can't remain and maintain our calling. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why this reminds what John Wesley said. If we can get 100 people who fear nothing except the sin, we can shake the gate of the hell. And if we can remain real and having people maintain the integrity, we can destroy the kingdom of the devil. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we can remain here, we real, we remain authentic, standing in the position and the purpose that the Lord has called us, we will turn the upside down. When you read the book of Acts, they said, those who have changed the world has reached even here. And look, some of our fellow have welcomed them. Tell your neighbor, be real. Tell your neighbor, be real. This, no one who knows why God has called us, we Global Methodist Church members, this movement, no one who knows. But God has a purpose to call us. God has a purpose. Even you who is not a member of Global Methodist Church, but you are called to serve God, you are called to lead the people, to convert people to come to Jesus. What is needed is to be real. Tell your neighbor, be real. Tell your neighbor, be real. By being real, we will be able to transform the world. Daniel said, I will never defile my heart. I will never defile my heart by eating the royal food. Joseph said, look, my master has put everything under my supervision. Everything is under my hand except you. There is no way I can commit sin. I like to be real. I love to be real. I love to be who I am. I love to be who I am. Because upendo you see is because of the grace of God. Yeah. You are the way you are because of the grace of God. Yeah. You are who you are because God has trusted you. You are among of the few people who are trusted to carry the word of God, to carry the ministry, to bring the lost to Jesus, because God has chosen you. Remain real, be real. You are supposed to remain who you are for the glory of God. In this story, helps us to embrace that version from the First Peter chapter 5. While you are ready, be able to share with the others about your faith. Hallelujah. Be able to share with the others about your faith. That this is what I believe. And I'm living a journey, but my kingdom, my future home is in heaven. Not from Tanzania coming to US. This is a kind of tour that God has given us. Our dwelling home, our expected home is in heaven. And we will only reach there and inherit with our Lord if we will remain real and remain with the calling. Praise the Lord of Jesus. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Friends, from this verse that we have read, what lesson do we learn in this story? What lesson do we learn in this story? Number one, we are results of our background. Hallelujah. We are results of our background.
Daniel, Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, these were Israelites. They have taught from their infants that they are chosen people of God who have to worship God, who have to trust God. And through that life they lived, they put them in their heart. That's why in Genesis he said, in Psalm, I have put your word in my heart that I cannot sin against you. It's only through the word of God that we can be able to resist the sin. There is no way we can resist the sin except upholding the word of God and putting them in our hearts. And through that, the word of God will serve as a light in our path, in our life. So our background matters a lot. Because if we can't maintain our background, and then we'll be swept away. So we are the result of our background. You are a Christian because God has shown you love, has called you. You were lost. Regardless, you were born in a family Christian. No, born in a family Christian doesn't give you a credit to be a man of God, to be a son of God. It's the thing that gives credit to be a son of God is by accepting Jesus Christ to be your Lord and a Savior. Hallelujah. And after accepting Jesus Christ and changed our background, we become the heirs of God, the partakers of the kingdom of God. And that is what gives us the credit. And from there, when the journey began, God trusted us and called us to another step to be his servant. Tell your neighbor, be ready. The second message we get, when the devil wants to destroy the people of God, can cause different techniques. And one of that can be food. Food has been used as a tool to destroy the people of God. Food, tell your neighbor, food. We all know what happened to Esau. Esau, he lost his right of being the first child. Let me tell you, one day, my father is a pastor in a Pentecostal church, and I was born and being a pastor, itinerary pastor in the Pentecostal church, 24 years ago, there is a time my father went in the ministry. I'm the firstborn in my family. My father didn't tell me. And he reached to the place where he went for the ministry without telling me. And I heard the information to my young sister, say our father is there and doing so and so. I became grave. How can it become my father go anywhere without informing me? It caused trouble with my father. Why? I wanted to maintain my status of being a firstborn in his family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So food has been used in different ways to destroy the people of God. Esau lost his right of being a firstborn in his family because of food. So we need, as people of God, we need to be very careful. Don't allow the devil to use food to destroy our legacy. There are many people, many leaders who were killed through foods. So the king wanted to defile these young men through food and wine, but the Holy Spirit helped them to overcome this trick, and they were safe. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. The third lesson we learn from here, we need to keep our faith with the oral cost, regardless to the situation or condition facing us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We need to keep our faith with the oral cost, regardless to the situation or condition facing us. Daniel and his Pharaoh, decided not to defile their heart, their life, because of food. It could cost their lives. When Daniel was prohibited not to worship God, and they throw him in the well where there was lions, but glory be to God who closed their mouth and become friends of Daniel. And Daniel smiled and talked to them and sang in that well. The king appealed to God because the system couldn't allow him to save Daniel. But Daniel was able to risk. He risked his life for the faith. Hallelujah. Amen. Am I talking to someone here? Am I talking to someone? If I'm talking to someone, wave your hand like this. Yes. He said, no, I will never. Joseph, he kept his face, his faith. He said, no, I can't touch you. I can't. But when you come to the contrary youth, especially from my locality there, they can say, this is opportunity. I will use this effectively. And then once you do that, you are done. You are to hell. We need to keep our faith. While we are doing our movement, disaffiliating, one said, why are you troubled with this upendo? Don't you take even some cash and give to him? And then he can remain calm and do nothing for this. And one of the leaders said, do you know upendo? He will never receive your money. And tomorrow he will go to tell people that you want to bribe him. Because then they know me. I want to be real. Praise the Lord. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes. I can't be defied with anything. I am a Christian. I'm called to serve God. I will die serving God. Nothing will transform and change my life. Nothing. Nothing will take me away from the faith. Nothing. I will be able. I have devoted my life for Christ. And I know Christ will save me. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So, the fourth method you will get here. Our God is a faithful God. Tell your neighbor, our God is a faithful God. Tell your neighbor, our God is a faithful God. We serve the faithful God who is real. And because God is real, we need to be real. Because God is real, we need to be real. I am a responsible father and a responsible husband to my family and my wife. My first priority is to make sure that my family is safe. They are in safe, and I have to work for them. But also our God is a faithful God. Because he doesn't quit when we are in trouble. He is there for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like that. Our Father, our Lord, doesn't quit when we are in need. He is there for us. So we are serving the real God who is faithful God. When Daniel and his brother decided not to defile their hearts, they told the court official that test us for 10 days and then you will receive the result. The Bible says when 10 days ended and the man was to make evaluation, they found to be healthy than those who were eating and drinking the wine. Their personality became smart than before. For eating the millet, the sorghum, and drinking the water. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. When Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego, when they were thrown in the burning fire, and the king appeared to them and go see if they are gone, and he find them in the moving and dancing and praising God in the burning fire. And there was the fourth man who seemed to be like God. Hallelujah! Singing and dancing with them. And the king said, "Ha! We didn't throw three persons, and now there are four. Where the fourth one came from?" And he called them, "Come out." They are walking, dancing, praising God with the Lord himself in the burning fire. We are serving the faithful God. When Paul and Silas were tightened with the chain, thrown in the prison, and then they went there, began to praise and sing, regardless to the situation they have, without the pain they had, God appeared himself and untightened the chain. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like that. I love my God. I love my God. Hallelujah. And then the earthquake appeared. And the God who was taking care of them in the prison and took the knife, sharpened it, wanted to kill himself. And Paul said, "Do not harm yourself. We are here." And immediately, the God was saved with all his family. Praise the Lord. We are serving the faithful God. When you read Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 12, he says, "For I am watching to see my word is fulfilled." We are serving the Lord who answers our prayer. My brother, in order to be really, in order to be authentic Christians, we need to uphold the word of God. When you read John chapter 14, verse 12 to 13, we need to dwell in him. We are the branches. We are the branches. He's our master. He's our master. Can we stand up and pray? I hope you have listened to this sermon, and there is a way that the Holy Spirit has spoken to you and reminded your calling, that I have called you to be my servant. But due to circumstances and the situation, you fear yourself. But I'm here to encourage you that we are serving the faithful God who will be with you, who will never quit from your situation. Rather, he will stand with you to help you to overcome all situations. And you will walk as a living testimony to glorify God. I welcome Reverend Jessica to pray for this message and to pray for everyone who wants to give a chance to Holy Spirit to use him to equip and empower that he can be able to stand and serve God.